You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Now, here's Chelsea Messenger and Michael Jenkins.
Have you seen the shirtless picture of Will Levis that he posted that he definitely sent to some girl over Snapchat? Like, I'm pretty sure he did. But the bottom line is he looks absolutely ripped. Like, he looks like he's been bodybuilding. And I think to myself, okay, well, if physique mattered for quarterbacks, Tim Tebow right. would have been Tom Brady. I am wondering why he is so jacked. Like, he is comically muscular in this picture. You need to look it up.
I'm looking at it right now. There's nothing I love more than checking out dudes and their bodies before the NFL draft. But you're right. He's absolutely
That's what the
shredded.
Combine is.
Yeah. No, it reminds me of that picture of DK Metcalf a few years ago when he was coming out of Ole Miss. And I remember the picture of him, and he was just, like, ridiculous. And then my favorite story about that whole thing is that picture went viral because you're like, dude, this guy looks like a cartoon. He's so cut. This guy's all carved up. And then he went to visit the Seahawks, and Pete Carroll, as a joke, decided that he would meet him with his shirt off, which I thought was awesome.
Pete Carroll is awesome. Let me just put that out there. Every time I see a headline on him, he's so lovable. But when you see this, doesn't it feel like you almost have to be less muscular or just like, it doesn't seem like the correct workout? Because look at the best quarterbacks we've seen. They haven't been bulky and tight. And that's what it feels like watching Tim Tebow do anything. Yes, he's very muscular, but it almost seems like he is too muscular to the point where he can't throw the ball correctly. Like, look at baseball pitchers. They're not yoked for the most part. They do like yoga and Pilates, and they try to be as limber as possible for that range of motion. So it just, it kind of shocked me because, yes, it's great to be in good shape. I'm not saying it's a bad thing. It's better than being overweight, I guess. But still, Will Levis, what are you doing? Put down the protein powder.
I hear you, man. When you're that yoked and your upper body is that tight, sometimes I have a hard time like moving the microphone from one area of my desk to the other. I'm like, this is so tough, man. I'm not as flexible as I need to be. So Will, totally understand you, man. Coming up in 5 minutes here on the show, Dan Snyder is getting the offer he wants for the Washington Commanders, but will he finally end up selling the team? We will get into that. But let's talk about the NFL first. In Carolina, the Panthers, of course, have the number one overall pick in the NFL draft, and apparently they have narrowed that number one pick to either C.J. Stroud or Bryce Young. Now, Young is 5'10", but the Panthers say height is not a concern. They have ruled out Will Levis. I don't know if it's because of his body or not, but he is not a consideration any longer. Neither is Anthony Richardson. So it's Stroud or Bryce Young. And right now, you can bet on this at BetMGM. C.J. Stroud out of Ohio State, the massive favorite at -350. Bryce Young is at +250. Where do you think the Panthers go? I think it's going to be Stroud. The odds certainly tell you that. But if you look at the different quarterbacks and their different styles, I was reading about how Frank Reich tends to prefer someone like C.J. Stroud as far as what he wants in a signal caller.
Well, and also line movement is usually very telling in informational-based markets, which is that's what this is, the NFL draft. It's not based on handicaps or anything. It's based on people who know something. So we will monitor this line as the draft gets closer and closer because maybe we'll see a line flip, but I do believe it's going to be C.J. Stroud. I think the bigger question is, do you think either of these guys are worth a first round or a first overall pick? Because that would be my biggest question is, yeah, you can pick one over the other, but honestly, I don't feel like either of them are going to be worth all of the things that Carolina has had to give up. Maybe I am dead wrong here. Maybe CJ Stroud is going to turn into be a Hall of Famer. I don't know. It seems like a down year for quarterbacks. I could be wrong again, but still, we'll see if this move pays off for the Panthers.
Yeah, I think CJ Stroud is the guy to go with here. And I love Bryce Young, and it's going to sound really cliche, but I love the intangibles that Bryce Young brings to the table because he's such a good leader and he has such great instincts. But if you're looking at physical build and more of the pocket quarterback that Frank Reich wants, I think CJ Stroud is the guy. But I'm like you, there's no number one guy that is absolutely, without question, the person you should go with. You even hear some people say, you know what, Will Levis, so he's the guy you should pick. You've even heard some pundits say Anthony Richardson, even though he's not going to go number one, has the highest ceiling of anyone. I mean, I think that's too much of a stretch after a couple seasons at Florida. It's different than if, let's say, Caleb Williams, when he comes out, like, it's not going to be close. He will be the number one guy.
Yeah, so I think the questions around Bryce Young are definitely due to his height. And it's not just his height. He also is not like a big guy, because we have seen short quarterbacks, quote unquote, short quarterbacks do well. And people point at guys like Russell Wilson before last year was a great quarterback, won a Super Bowl. But Russell Wilson is a bigger guy. Like, he is short, but he also has huge hands, which I know matters in the NFL. And also is able to put on like a good amount of weight and muscle. So he is just a thicker guy. And also a very smart guy that's good at like avoiding some of those hits. So I don't think it's necessarily the same deal here. I would be nervous about using all of my draft capital on a guy that very well could get mashed in the NFL by some of these defenders.
Since we're talking about quarterbacks, let's give you the latest on Lamar Jackson. And according to Jeff Howe of The Athletic, the Patriots say they are not interested in Lamar. We talked to Lucy on Tuesday, and she confirmed that Meek Mill, the rapper Meek Mill, who somehow has a relationship with Patriots owner Robert Kraft, and Meek Mill texted Robert Kraft and said, Lamar Jackson has an interest in playing for you, and Robert Kraft apparently passed along that message to Bill Belichick, who is not on board. So now Pro Football Talk and Mike Florio have reported that Jackson could play for the Ravens, stay in Baltimore, which is certainly a possibility, or he could end up playing for the Indianapolis Colts, who need a quarterback as well. I will say this, the longer this plays out, the less leverage that Lamar Jackson has. I wonder, do you think there's a possibility at all that he would sit out this season? I can't imagine that happening, but it has happened before. Like Le'Veon Bell did that 1 year and he came back. He was never the same player. I wonder how firm Lamar is in his stance, because right now the only thing that's happening is just more tweets from Lamar or rumors or speculation. As far as actual movement, nothing's going down.
Yeah, I'm very interested to see how this unfolds, because it's not looking like it's going to be a situation where Lamar Jackson gets what he wants, because wouldn't he have already gotten it by now? One would think. But maybe he'll get what he wants, you know, with another team. But it's just, why haven't we seen it yet? I don't know. This is definitely not my wheelhouse. I am not interconnected to any of these front offices. I don't know what's going on. We'll see. But I feel like Lamar Jackson will probably stay with the Ravens. Maybe it'll be like a hostile relationship. But still, like, he doesn't really have a choice. Like, they have to trade him.
I mean, they don't have to. They can. But I think what Lamar is finding out now is that the Ravens are sitting pretty here, because they have said, all right, we'll let you test the open market. And what has the open market said? Crickets, nothing. Lamar Jackson hasn't gotten any sort of offers at all. No one wants to give up two draft picks. And I think yesterday we heard from, I forget who said it, I think it was Arthur Blank for the Falcons, who said, look, at the end of the day, he's an incredible talent, but you have to worry about whether or not he's worth this investment because of his injury history. And I certainly think that is playing a part. Finally, before hour two, Chelsea, the Commanders now reportedly have $6 billion bids for the franchise. This according to ESPN's Adam Schefter and Brian Windhorst. One offer is from the Josh Harris Mitchell Rales Group, and that now includes Magic Johnson. And then another is from Canadian billionaire Steve Apostolopoulos. I hope that he doesn't buy the team because I don't want to walk around saying Apostolopoulos on a regular basis. That's my primary concern. Covering this team, I would have to do it on a regular basis. Oh, Apostolopoulos, awesome. But regardless, Dan Snyder has said he wants $6 million or billion dollars, I should say, for the Commanders. Now he has a couple choices. The question is, will he bite and sell the team?
Yeah, I'm asking you that. You're in DC. How would I know this? That's the question, because yeah, he's got the offers, but can't you see him just sitting there and be like, yeah, I'm not going to sell. Just kidding. Yes. LOL. Got him. Like, I can see him doing that.
Well, the thing is that Daniel Snyder does not want to sell. The reason why he's selling is because of this external pressure, and he's lost essentially support from the other owners. Now, I know Matt's saying in our chat, Jeff Bezos could come in and make an offer as well, but it's going to have to be a ridiculous offer because Jeff Bezos, in addition to being the founder of Amazon, also owns the Washington Post. And the Washington Post, more than any other publication, has revealed a lot of the things you hear about the Commanders. And because of that, Daniel Snyder does not want Jeff Bezos to get the Commanders. So he's going to have to come up with a ridiculous offer if he wants this team.
For more, listen to The Daily Tip, presented by BetMGM. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 Eastern on the BetQL Network, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.